We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Day two of opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for the Democrats. John Parkinson is covering this on Capitol Hill. And John, you have a unique perspective. You've been in the gallery for this trial. And while the camera, especially yesterday, was only on the speaker, you've been able to read the room. What are you seeing?
That's right, Susan. For the most part, I think that, you know, the senators are paying very close attention to the presentation from the House impeachment managers. I've been seated right above the Republican side of the chamber. That's where they've got some spots for TV reporters. And, you know, from my perspective, it looked like Senators Mike Lee, Mitt Romney, those guys are paying very close attention, taking meticulous notes, writing margin to margin all across their notepads. And then there's also someone like Senator Rand Paul, who seems far less interested in the content of the debate. I've spotted him, you know, on both days working on crossword puzzles and, you know, kind of slouched in his chair. And, you know, he's not really taking notes or anything like that. He seems to kind of be listening, but certainly interested in this crossword puzzle as well, Susan.
Yeah, I would almost expect to see a lot of that with how long these debates can go. There's no talking even to your neighbor on the Senate floor. So are they allowed to leave? And do you see people leave for maybe a bathroom break that takes a little bit longer than a bathroom break should?
I don't know about longer, but definitely there's a lot of frequent bathroom breaks. You know, the Senate pages seem like they're on a quest to, you know, compel each senator to have to leave their desk. They're racing around and refilling glasses of water on each desk before they're even really halfway empty. So, you know, the senators always have a full glass of water in front of them. And as you may have heard, you know, they're able to even call for a glass of milk from the pages. So it's interesting to see when the senators do leave. At one point, Adam Schiff was finishing up his, you know, presentation early in the afternoon yesterday, and he moved on to describe, you know, the second article of impeachment. And I think a lot of the senators were like, oh, my gosh, this is really going to drag on. And, you know, several at that moment, when he said he was moving to the second one, stood up from their desk and went to the back of the chamber to go into the cloakroom and use the bathroom. And Schiff said, you know, the end is in sight. I've only got a few more minutes left, please. And at that point, I counted 26 empty seats. So usually it's hard to find any senator not at their desk. I think some of them, as the day wore on, got a little tired and, you know, maybe they couldn't sit for that long. So they stood at their desk or stood in the back of the chamber. But for the most part, they've all been in there listening.
You know, I've also seen stacks and stacks of pizza boxes coming into the Capitol. Is that pretty much all they're eating?
I think a lot of that pizza has got to be for the reporters, too. That seems like a pretty hot pick for a lot of the journalists that are covering this. But on Tuesday night, both Democrats and Republicans ordered pizza for their recess when they were able to get a dinner break. And, you know, there's good business for pizza on Capitol Hill these days.
You've been inside there. When do you start breaking out the crossword puzzles?
Well, we're not allowed to take, extraneous reading materials into the chamber. The senators aren't supposed to either. You know, they make us go through magnetometers, so we can't bring any electronic devices in. Really, all we're taking is a pen and pad so that we can take notes and then rush out of the chamber to send any dispatches back to our editors.
So you can't have your phone either?
No. They have cubbies that are set up for us as well before we enter the gallery. And, you know, this is definitely a point of contention among the journalists. You know, sometimes, like for the State of the Union, I can take my, you know, cell phone or a laptop into the chamber and, you know, use the Wi-Fi to be able to report in real time from there. But for the Senate impeachment rules, they've restricted all of that access.
All right. Well, good luck in there over the next few days. It's John Parkinson joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.